Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, October 13th, 2015. And if you were tuned in for yesterday, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you finally got to hear, after about 10 minutes of introductory comments and prize drawings and tangents, that I got to finally have our special guests, Stan and Mary Remily, share some of their vision and work and ministry through Hooves of Hope. Well, we have them back today for the whole entire program. And in just a moment, I'm going to ask them, so this gives you a little heads up, Stan and Mary, what is Hooves of Hope? How did it get started? What happens there? How are our lives being changed through Hooves of Hope? And what kind of needs? I already know some people that will want to jump on board and help you, because you're doing a really unique and needed work in our area. But let me first begin by reading a passage out of Joshua. And I know one of your favorite verses is chapter 1, verse 9. But I'm going to begin at verse 8, because it's so familiar with many people and it kind of sets up your special verse. Reading from Joshua, chapter 1. Beginning of verse 8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Can I get an amen? Oh, wow.
Amen.
Stan and Mary, I think this is close to your heart, but there's probably hundreds of people that can identify with this verse and treasure it, because not only is it important for God's word to be on our mouth and heart and to be thinking about it, but then the second part, because he's commanded us to be strong and not to be terrified, because he goes with us as we follow him. And you both yesterday began to share a little of your faith journey. Stan, you grew up in a Christian home, but Mary, we didn't get to hear much about how you came to Christ. And so who was it that was fundamental or foundational in directing you towards godly things?
It was Stan. We were first grade sweethearts, and I watched Stan all through our childhood and his life, and saw the light that he shone, and he was different from the rest of us. And I watched him, and because of his relationship with the Lord, it showed me my family. My parents went through a divorce, and it was a really rough time. I was from a good family. We went to church some, but it wasn't a priority. And to watch Stan's life changed my life, and he was the reason who I am today. And he's been with me for almost 36 years.
Well, yeah, I think 36 years next week, right? Next Tuesday or Wednesday?
That's right.
On the 20th.
Now, Stan, was it your parents modeling Christ to you? Was it a good youth pastor? What helped you know the difference between just the sovereign God that's kind of the creator of the universe to this personal Savior that died for your sins, for the mistakes you had made?
I would say just the modeling. I don't know how many generations our family has been Christian, but it's been more than my lifetime can tell. My grandparents moved up here from Kentucky and knew that there was more to it than just going to church and going through the motions. Mm-hmm. And they were very serious about their relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And they passed that on to my dad. Mm-hmm. And he went through a little rough spell in his early Christian life, mm-hmm. but came back to the Lord after my mom actually accepted the Lord, mm-hmm. and won him back to God. Mm-hmm. And then from there on, they were very diligent in making sure that us kids were in church. If the doors were open, we were there. Mm-hmm. And it was a very meaningful relationship. I mean, I went through a spell when I was in junior high where I thought maybe that wasn't so cool, but it didn't take me very long to realize that there was more to it. It was very important to have God in the center of my life. It gave my life meaning. And those few months where I was kind of rebellious, I discovered that it was a very empty feeling in my life without God. I haven't been perfect, you know. I'm still human. But I love the Lord, and I depend on him more every day.
Mm-hmm. I think you said you've attended the Nazarene Church there in Potomac for like 50-plus years.
Well, 55, and that's how old I am. So. Yeah.
Hey, that's a good age. I was born in 1960. What's your birth month?
That's June 4th.
June 4th. I got you by a couple months, so you can call me call me your senior brother.
All right. Yeah. Those people that you can name that are older than me are getting fewer all the time.
Yes, I know. And it takes us a lot longer to heal up after maybe a good ride on the horse or me playing on the racquetball court.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday you shared some of the initial stages that God took you through to here you have these two horses because your son is away at Olivet College, and you're like, Lord, what should I do with these two horses? Should I sell them? And then as you're cleaning out the stable and praying it up, it just seemed like he spoke into your heart and mind. There's a ministry that can be birthed here, and it was kind of even confirmed through your pastor's sermon. He was at his one-year anniversary talking through Habakkuk. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. And kind of Mary had the impressions, even though she wasn't really comfortable with horses at the time, she could see the wisdom that God was going to do something unique. So you kind of began praying and inviting couples over from your church just to have some horseback riding lessons and some Bible study, fellowship, prayer time, and a meal, and different things. So take us through that progression. What do you desire that God does through Hooves of Hope?
Back to the beginning there, it actually kind of even started before Pastor's sermon. Our youngest son, after he graduated from Olivet Nazarene University, he became a children's pastor over in Ohio. And we would occasionally go over and spend the weekend and visit over there, and we had to have somebody to take care of the horses. And there was a family in our church that they loved coming out to the country and taking care of them, and we would pay them for their help. And after a few times doing that, I asked them, I said, would you rather us pay you, or would you rather get some free riding lessons? And they all said, we'd rather have the free riding lessons. So we started having them out, and after a few weeks of training, they were just, doing real well. And that's kind of when we first got the bug. You know, we noticed that you put a kid on a horse, and it seems like they just open up, and they want to share their life story with you. And I don't know if it's the cowboy hat or the smell that the barn has or whatever, but they just seem to open up to you. And that's what drew me and Mary, and I believe was the fact how it was just so relaxing, and it seemed like so much satisfaction, because you become so close to the kids when they open up to you and you can share it with them, and the horses, they seem to take to it too. That's like they enjoy their job too. So it's a ministry for all the above, I believe.
Now, you kind of answered some of what happens, but say a listener's tuned in and they have maybe a 10 and a 12-year-old, what could they expect? Like, they can stop by the website and learn a little more at hoovesofhope.net, hoovesofhope.net, but they pull into the driveway, what do they see, what do they observe, and then how do you set them up?
What it's like at Hooves of Hope is when kids arrive, they're greeted by some fantastic volunteers that we have, and greeted through lots of love. Before they arrive, we have our volunteers come, and we share the good news of the Lord, and we start every session with prayer. And when kids arrive, we give them lots of love and encouragement. We ask the parents to stay with them for a little bit, because what we do is we teach them a scripture. They come for 5 weeks for 2 hours, one night a week from 5:30 to 7:30, and we teach them a scripture. Actually, Joshua 1:9 is one of the scriptures that the kids, we teach them just that one scripture for the 5 weeks, because we feel that if we can get one scripture embedded in their heart when they grow up, if they could still remember Hooves of Hope and the scripture they learn, that can give them hope when life doesn't seem very hopeful. And so we teach them a scripture. I do a Bible story on that scripture. Of course, we have prayer with the kids and their parents. And the parents can go on their way, or they can stay here. But this is when we divide up, and Dan teaches the kids basic horsemanship in the horse arena. And I am in the barn. Of course, we have all of our volunteers, which we cannot do any of this without all those people. And we teach them how to work. We teach them how to clean stalls, feed the horses, And at that time, we do snacks, and we have games, and then we switch our groups. We don't have very many horses. We have 7 horses, and some of them we're not being able to use right now, but got to provide future horses and hopefully a future indoor arena because we are weather-related. So that's what we're all about. I encourage everybody to get on our webpage and watch our video because it shows our scenario of exactly what happens at Hooves of Hope.
And that's just hoovesofhope.net, hoovesofhope.net?
Yes.
And you also have a Facebook page, so that would be a great way to get the word out about your ministry work. They go to Facebook and then Hooves of Hope?
And they like us, yes.
Like us. And you can also, Great News Radio listeners, stop by our website where we have a link and a photograph of Stan and Mary along with a great group picture that's a lot of fun. So 7 horses, you have a lot of volunteers, but you need a lot more, really, because you feel like God is equipping you to the workload, but you have a lot of people you almost have to turn away because there's not enough volunteers?
Exactly. We don't want the people that do volunteer to feel like they're locked in for life. So people basically sign up for the 5-week. They can also say, yeah, we'll be there the whole summer if you need us, which would be, we wouldn't have you there every night, but one night each week we would assign you. But, there's people get tired, and there's ball season, and there's hunting season and vacation time and everything. So the more volunteers we have, the less load it is on each individual.
Now, say somebody's tuned in right now and they're like, I've always grown up loving horses, but I've never personally ridden myself. I have pictures of horses on the wall, and I love watching different shows on horses, but I don't have the hands-on experience. How would they volunteer or plug in?
You don't have to be John Wayne to be a volunteer here. Yeah. All you have to do is you have to like the horses. Actually, we have lots of different jobs here. If you want to be a wrangler is what we call our volunteers that work with the kids and the horses. But there's other jobs that we have, snack people, the people that help get all the food and stuff ready for each evening. We have people who help in the office. We have people that help organize and run the games each night. We have barn supervisors when we clean the stalls and stuff like that that kind of supervise the kids and help make sure that the right horse gets the right feed and everybody gets water and everything. So there's a lot of different jobs. Mary teaches the Bible stories and stuff, but if there's other people that came along that were talented in that area, we would, we would share that too. So there's a lot of different things. And if you are interested in helping with the horses and don't feel like you're qualified, we'll have a training session with you to make sure that, because we're very basic in what we teach. And our horses are very, very docile, very broke. So they're easy to work with. I mean, I'm not saying that they couldn't make a mistake and hurt somebody, but that's the risk that you take doing anything, I suppose.
Sure,
but,
sure. Hey, somebody could break their leg just coming into the studio here. So
exactly. Yeah. So there's no guarantee that you can't get hurt, but we'll train you in the safe ways before we put you in a position of responsibility.
Okay, I'm sure some of our listeners, their interest is being piqued, the way God's working this unique ministry for these kids and even the family members, because you kind of bring them together and, there's time that they can spend all together or the parents can drop off their kids. But you're located in Potomac on Route 136. So first, some of our listeners say, coming from the south or I-74 or I-57, how do they get to Potomac?
If you're coming, say, from St. Joe, I would say take 74 to Route 49 north. I think it's about 12 or 14 miles to 136 east.
Okay.
And it'll take you to Potomac. It's about 6 miles from Route 49. And we are just on the west side of where the grade school is. You just go through Potomac, and we're between town and the grade school.
So about 30 minutes from Champaign, 15, 20 minutes from Danville?
We're about 15 minutes from Walmart, north of Danville, and we're probably closer to 45 from Champaign.
We do have many volunteers, though, that drive from Champaign all over the area that come here to help us.
All right, Great News Radio listeners, let me give you a website again and a phone number to call. If, in case you're just tuning in, we have Stan and Mary Remley on the phone. They're the visionaries behind Hooves of Hope, and yet it's kind of a team effort, lots of volunteers, but they need more. They need your help, and you can help out in a variety of ways, whether it's, you know, a couple hours, maybe 2 to 3 hours during the week or on a weekend, or financially supporting this great work that's reaching kids with the gospel message, Bible stories, scripture memory, and then learning to treat an animal or to work at the ranch, some of the different things that can grow their character. But you can find out more at hoovesofhope.net, hoovesofhope.net, or call Stan and Mary at 217-987-6961. 217-987-6961. And you've seen an impact or a change in some of the children, some of the young adults that have been involved with Hooves of Hope.
Absolutely. We just had something recently happen on Facebook, actually, that a lady from our town, she was sitting on the porch and watched two little boys on their bicycle go by, and she overheard one of them say to him, "You know, anybody can ask Jesus into their heart. All you have to do is tell him you're sorry and forgive you of your sins." And she said, "I just wanted to follow those boys and hear the ending of the conversation," because the other little boy said, "Really?" And she commented to the mother and said, "This is your son." And it was very kind of the mother to say, "Thank you to Hooves of Hope for doing this to my son." And we just feel it an honor that this young man is learning things. And we just also had a volunteer. It changes your life. God is present here because we ask him to be. Mm. And if we don't, we're not going to be successful. This is God.
Yeah.
We had one of our volunteers that posted that she'd been brought up in the church and she was just doing the motions. And since volunteering at Hooves of Hope and seeing the changes that have been made in lives and the answers to prayer, her life has been changed. Hmm. And her walk with the Lord has improved so much that she has just felt so grateful to be a part. So I promise people one thing. If your life doesn't change like our life has changed, it will be one of the first, because everyone that has come here says, "What a blessing, Hooves of Hope. These kids are phenomenal, and they teach us more and more about life and just letting us in their life." And we're all family. We become the Hooves of Hope family.
Hmm.
And we had one thing we have not mentioned, Mark, is who can come to Hooves of Hope.
Hmm.
Hooves of Hope is for anyone. We try to have ages 7 to 18. We usually don't have 18-year-olds. We have 18-year-olds that come volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we do 7-year-olds is because the attention span. It's a 2-hour program.
Yeah.
It's hard for little 5- and 6-year-olds to get all that in and keep their attention span.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as volunteers, we have ages 18 to people that are in their 70s that volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So it is available for anyone that God speaks to their heart. We'd love to have you. And by the way, all of our volunteers have background checks, so families know that their children are safe at Hooves of Hope.
Hooves of Hope seek to provide hope and healing to children and families through the partnership of horses. And I love on your business card, Stan and Mary, "We will forever be known by the hoof prints we leave behind." In a closing minute or two, how can the Great News Radio listeners pray for you? Because I know you have a dream of maybe an indoor facility so year-round you can provide these activities, this ministry work for kids. So obviously a new arena or a new indoor setup would mean financial support, and then obviously prayer support and volunteer support. But what are some specific ways our listeners can be in prayer or be intentional and in touch with you?
I would say the first thing is pray for more volunteers.
Hmm.
We have wonderful volunteers, but like I said a while ago, we need more. We've talked to our district superintendent of our church, and we have talked about it, what our vision is for what we want to do here. And he said, make sure you get, I'm sure he's been through some building programs before, yeah. too. And he said, be sure that you get the volunteers before you get the building. Mm. And so we're going to try to hold to that. That's probably priority job one, is to get more people involved physically with it. And if somebody can't physically get involved financially, we would love to have that too. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to start putting some money away so we could build the indoor facility.
Hmm. Great News Radio listeners, the website is hoovesofhope.net. hoovesofhope.net, or you can call Stan and Mary. Maybe you have some questions. Maybe you want to enroll your children. Maybe you can help out a few nights a week or on the weekends. Or maybe you just want to go there and see firsthand how God is using it in children's lives. You can call them at 217-987-6961. That's 217-987-6961. Well, Stan and Mary, I got to saddle up now and ride the range and wrangle a few of my chickens out in the yard here.
I think you're supposed to rustle up doggies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got to get my terminology. I got to go like to a Google search and cowboy terms and be a little more prepared for the next broadcast.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay.
Hey, thanks for sharing your ministry work, and it was a delight to see you last Saturday at the Collingsworth Family Concert.
Weren't
you know,
they wonderful?
As God orchestrates things, this relationship, and we've been thinking about Esther. She's at that 6.5 year, like you mentioned, the attention span isn't all that great, but maybe in the next year or two, that'll be a really good thing to commit to those 5 lessons. Maybe we can volunteer during that time and help out and get her involved, because horses have just a unique way of really touching a life and really building memories.
Yes,
absolutely.
All right, Great News Radio listeners, you've heard the website a time or two. Now stop by and get involved. It's hoovesofhope.net, hoovesofhope.net. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.